I mentioned this briefly on Monday's show, and I urge you all to watch it because it just really stayed with me for a long, long time. It's a fantastic documentary. It's on Netflix. It's called The Deepest Breath, and it's about extreme sport of freediving. But it's about so much more. It focuses on the story of an Italian freediving champion called Alicia and an Irish safety diver called Stephen. And just to give you an idea of what to expect, have a listen to this.
Freediving is one of the world's deadliest extreme sports.
It's very simple. The deepest dive wins.
You've got to swim the length of a 70-story skyscraper.
Freediving is an extreme sport. And extreme sports have extreme consequences.
Incredible. The documentary has captured the attention of viewers, and I'm delighted to say its director joins me now on the line. Laura McGann is from Kildare. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Jen. How's it going? Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So many questions. Where do we start? Laura, what made you want to tackle the subject of freediving?
Well, I read about Stephen and Alicia in 2017, and I didn't know what I had to Google what is freediving. And when I did, I was met by these incredible images of people behaving more like seals and dolphins than human beings, like swimming under the water without the urge to breathe. It's what it looked like, just forever, it felt like. So I was just saying, I couldn't believe what I was looking at, first of all. And visually, it was really stunning as well. But then as I got to know more about Stephen and Alicia, that's when I just completely fell in love with their story. And it just kind of went from there.
The film footage in The Deepest Breath is incredible. Did you get into the water yourself to film? And how did that all work?
Well, I did. Well, a lot of the film is archived. So it would have been shot like by freediving cinematographers over the last number of years. There was little gaps in the archive that we did have to fill. So I did shoot a little bit. We shot in Dahab and in Mexico and in the Bahamas. So we filmed with some freediving cinematographers in a cenote in Mexico, which is like a sinkhole in the middle of the jungle, which was incredible. That's the image that you see on the poster. And then we filmed in the sea where we had our free diving cinematographer, Julie Gauthier. We had our team of safeties and then our diver. And then I was beside them with a blue noodle, holding on to that. And we were out in the deep, deep sea. It was about 80 metres deep.
It's so quite terrifying. I mean, it is. Sorry, Laura, if I just cut you off there, but it is, especially the first few minutes of the documentary, and just, is it 4 minutes Alicia holds her breath for?
That's the norm. Anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 minutes for a dive. Certainly of around 100 metres, you'd be looking at 4 minutes, yeah.
Okay. I read that you got down 30 metres. Is that right?
That's not right. I got down 3 metres.
3 metres. Okay. Wow, yeah, big difference. Okay. So I'd say, what was it like witnessing this? You must have been completely awestruck.
It was really incredible. Seeing people freedive, first of all, seeing them kind of disappear down into the darkness, and just kind of being on the surface and waiting for them to come up. It really, when you're there in real life, it is even more palpable. You just, even if you don't know the person, you're extremely nervous for them. But I suppose when freedivers were explaining to me, it makes you feel like this, it makes you feel like that, it's really relaxing. Christoph in the film, he says that you put your head in the water and hold your breath and all the shit from daily life just fades away. And Natalia Molchanov says that freediving isn't just a sport, it's a way to get to know who you are. So, you know, you're holding your breath, you're down in the ocean, like you meet yourself there. You know, it's like meditation. You need to be able to really relax, control your thoughts. And I think that's a big appeal for a lot of freedivers. But I went to the Blue Hole initially in Dahab, and it's like only about 10 meters from the shore, and it's all coral, so you can't walk on it. So you're kind of swimming in very shallow water, and I had my snorkel on, I was looking at all the little fish, and then like I kind of forgot where I was, and then it's not like a little gradual drop off, it's just like a cliff. So like the coral dropped from under me down to 100 meters. It was just this like incredible, wow, incredibly like blue color that just seemed to go on forever. And it was really important. I think it was like a pivotal moment for me to actually like experience that blue, experience that thing that they were talking about. And then I kind of knew that I wanted to kind of bring the audience into it as much, you know, do the next best thing to kind of bringing them there and showing them.
How long did it take you to make the documentary?
So kind of in earnest, it was 2 years, but it was kind of 4 years. There was 2 years before that, kind of putting it all together.
Okay. And what are your hopes, I suppose, for the deepest breath? I mean, could Oscars, would you be hoping for that? Would that even enter your brain?
When I started this, you know, initially it was like, okay, let's try and make this. It was just like, this is a good story, let's try and make it. And then Jamie came on board with Motive, and then Ventureland came on board, and then A24. Each step of the way has been a little bit mind-blowing. And then, you know, it being on Netflix was sorry, my toddler is crying.
I can hear. Yeah, how old?
She is 2.5.
2.5. Oh, my days. I won't keep you too much longer. I just want to ask you, because we have spoken previously to Irish freediver Claire Walsh on the show back in April, and I remember her telling me she found such peace and she found freediving quite meditative, and it's something that all the divers in the documentary kind of mention. How important was it to show the peacefulness, and not necessarily the danger, but the how peaceful that process is?
That's it. Yeah. You see, like, people have the preconception that it's like an adrenaline sport, like it's like base jumping or something. And it's actually you really have to not be full of adrenaline at all. You have to kind of relax. You need to, you know, your heart rate lowers to that of like a Tibetan monk. And yoga is a big part of kind of like the preparation for it. And meditation is just being able to, you know, if you can sit in a room and close your eyes and control your thoughts, that's one thing. But to do it while being in the water is just, I think it's really rewarding, you know, to be able to do it, to be able to kind of conquer your own mind is a really, yeah, it's a super rewarding experience.
It's extraordinary, and you have to watch this so you can see these amazing people do it. Laura, I'll let you get back to your toddler. Thanks for taking the call, and best of luck with it. Thanks, love. Bye-bye. There we go. That is Laura McGann, director of the critically acclaimed documentary. It's called The Deepest Breath. Please go and watch it. It's currently available on Netflix, so you can check it out there. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.